and of mine.
Entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. About a week and a half until government funding runs out. Today, the House and Senate will vote on short-term stopgap measures. A Republican plan includes close to $90 million to boost security for federal officials, says ABC Stephen Portnoy.
But some Republicans say the measure doesn't include enough money to protect lawmakers in the wake of Charlie Kirk's assassination. Democrats say the bill should contain an extension of expiring tax credits that have made Obamacare plans more affordable. The Senate will take up both parties' proposals, but neither is expected to cross the critical 60-vote threshold.
Today, the CDC's vaccine advisory panel will vote on whether to change vaccination recommendations for hepatitis B. The nation's leading OBGYN groups calling for increased cannabis screening before, during, and after pregnancy, citing a misperception that cannabis use is safe during pregnancy. President Trump is speaking with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. Trade and TikTok expected to top the agenda. This is ABC News. It appears the search has come to an end for the father who allegedly killed his daughters ages 5 to 9 years old.
Travis Decker, an expert in wilderness survival from his time in the military, was believed to have been hiding out in the mountains of Washington State after investigators said he killed his three young daughters during a parental visit in May. They were murdered at a campsite near Leavenworth, Washington. Now, human remains have been found in a remote area near Leavenworth. The local sheriff saying they are believed to be Decker's remains, but a positive ID is still pending. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A Florida jury slapped American Airlines with a $9.6 million judgment after it found the carrier did not follow its own procedures leading up to a passenger's midair stroke 4 years ago. The airline says it's considering an appeal. Hyundai's recalling more than 560,000 Palisade SUVs from the 2020 through 25 model years because of seat belt buckle problems. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
With the new IHOP value menu, $6 is all it takes to go to your happy place, where stacks of pancakes with bacon and eggs are just $6 every day. French toast, sausage, and eggs are, you guessed it, $6. And fluffy omelets come with a side of pancakes and only cost $6. Go to your happy place every day at IHOP. $7 in some locations. Available every day for a limited time at participating restaurants in the U.S. Hours may vary. No substitutions. Not valid with other discounts or promotions. Prices may vary.
Fall is the season for reinvention, and it's easy to do at Macy's Fall Favorite Sale. Come in and find your new favorite styles, like romantic ruffled dresses, chic trenches, cashmere sweaters, and textural fall layers, which are perfect for mixing and matching, all for 20 to 50% off. So if you're looking for your new favorite things, look no further than the Fall Favorite Sale today, only at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Tad Ehlen. Department of Public Instruction Superintendent Jill Underley's pushing back against federal policy shifts, she says, undermine Wisconsin schools. Underley gave the annual State of Education address at the Capitol Thursday. She enters her third term in the role after defeating Brittany Kinzer in the April election. A historic car ferry that carries vehicles between Manitowoc and Ludington, Michigan has been damaged. The SS Badger made contact with the SS Spartan during a docking procedure on Wednesday night. It caused damage to the car ferry's sea gate. The extent of the damage is being assessed. And the Department of Natural Resources wants hunters to be safe on the water as fall waterfowl season opens. The state agency says the most important thing is to wear your life jacket, especially as you're probably wearing heavier clothing as the fall continues and temperatures drop. Tad Ehlen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Farming is more than a job. It's a way of life that comes with tough challenges.
That's why I am proud to be a member of Wisconsin Farm Bureau. They've helped me grow as a leader and prepare me to face whatever comes next. And now I'm part of shaping a better future for Wisconsin agriculture by making my voice heard. Let's grow together. Become a member today.
A voice for farmers. A vision for agriculture. Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Rural Mutual Insurance. Keeping Wisconsin strong.
They believe in protecting the families and children in our farming communities. Kids love to be included in the daily farm activities, but accidents can happen quickly. Reduce the chance of injury by making sure your farm is a safe environment for adults and kids. Learn more at ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy skies today with showers and thunderstorms becoming likely as the day goes on. High temperatures in the low to mid 70s. Widespread showers and a few thunderstorms tonight. It'll be a mild night with low temperatures in the lower 60s. The bathroom you've always wanted, interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet at 800-329-4115. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Playing Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDM. Leroy Parnell, and what kind of fool do you think I am? 9:10, I'm Brian Winnikins, and this hour we'll have Today in History opening farm markets as well. Looks like we have our first act for the Northern Wisconsin State Fair next year, next summer. Looking forward to this. Sawyer Brown. Well, liking that deal. They're going to be on the line in Kugel's main stage next summer. One of the big headliner acts that's going to be on the Wednesday. I think it's July 8th of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. Tickets haven't been put on sale just yet, so we'll have to be watching for that. But yeah, Sawyer Brown coming to the Northern Wisconsin State Fair next year. On the way, we're going to be talking with KT Gallagher from Dunn County Health Department about the West Nile virus. And we're going to talk with KT about that here coming up next. First, here's Scotty McCreary.
Everybody's got a summer that they can't forget. They hold on to and go back to. Your mind's on the Carolina coast, still burning in my mind like a red sunset. Chasing embers till September, what I remember most. Bottle rockets in the sky, bare feet in the sand, bonfire in her eyes, cold beer in a can, moonlight on the waves, her kiss in the dark, the smile on her face when she'd make me break out of my guitar and play. Fingers wrapped up in mine, can still hear her laughing, see her dancing. You're making more than that sundress bed. Who says you can't go back in time? Yeah, when that song it comes on, I'm on rewind and I'm 17 again. Bottle rockets in the sky.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning, KT Gallagher with the Dunn County Health Department. And this morning, we're going to talk with KT about the announcement from the Health Department in Dunn County of the first human case of West Nile virus. And KT, good morning, and thank you for joining us. So tell us about the situation with this first case of the human case of West Nile virus.
Mm-hmm. Good morning. So, yeah, in Dunn County, one of our folks that donate blood was found to be positive for West Nile virus. And so that's consistent with what we know about West Nile virus, that in 80% of the cases, it's fairly mild, but in 20%, it can be pretty dangerous and resulting in about 1% of those folks going to the hospital. So it is a mosquito-borne illness, and you know, those kind of nuisance house mosquitoes are really good at transmitting it. They don't like people necessarily. We aren't their favorite host, but it can move West Nile virus from their favorite host with birds to people.
And KT, this is, you mentioned for a lot of folks, they may not even know, but for others, it can be pretty severe, correct?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. They might not know that they're sick. They might feel a little crummy, a little under the weather, or might not even have any symptoms whatsoever. But in some folks, it can be some pretty strong neurological issues, so headaches and seizures potentially leading to some really horrible complications. And so that's why we really encourage folks. You never know what's going to happen to you and your immune system. We encourage folks to fight the bite, meaning to use a mosquito repellent that works best for them and their family while they're out, especially when they have during dawn and dusk, when they're most likely, the mosquitoes are most likely to be active.
Talking with KT Gallagher with the Dunn County Health Department this morning. Again, first human case of West Nile virus being reported in Dunn County. And you mentioned the mosquito repellent. What are some of the other things that folks can do to help prevent that bite in the first place?
Sure, absolutely. So we want to make sure that there aren't good places for those mosquitoes to hang out and make babies. So making sure that the lawn is mowed, because they like long grass during the heat of the day, and then any kind of standing water, be it the bird bath, be it tires or other bits that hold water, are emptied every 3 days so that there isn't a place for them to hang out and grow.
And it seems like this is something, a lot of folks would say, geez, you'd think we'd have West Nile virus a lot in the summertime and June and July. But it seems like this is more late August and into September that this starts to creep into the conversation. Is that correct?
That is correct. So this is the time of year we see cases. We see a spike every couple of years, generally in the late summer, early fall. And that's related to how mosquitoes grow. They really need that warmer weather that we enjoy at the very tail end of summer here in Wisconsin to grow and then bite people. And it takes a couple days to a couple weeks for folks to notice symptoms. So yes, this is the time of year we would see them.
So again, now let's do that prevention. You know, the long, light type of clothing, mm-hmm. and also the mosquito repellent as well, and just make sure you don't have a habitat for those mosquitoes. As this is something that will continue here, I guess. What, until the first freeze?
Yeah. So really, until we hit a hard freeze of 32 to 28, and that's really when. Thanks to our wonderful Wisconsin winters, we don't have to worry about mosquitoes.
That's the only good thing about the cold weather, in my opinion. While I have you on the line, okay, West Nile virus, we're talking about that. But this is still a time of year as well. We have to be on the lookout for wood ticks and Lyme's disease, right?
Absolutely. So Lyme disease happens quite a bit here in Wisconsin. and it continues on into those later warm days in fall. And so we'll definitely see a spike around. I know it was bow opener, and I know with gun opener, we'll see additional exposures where folks are out in long grass and exposed to tick and tick bites. And so it's really important, again, for folks to use a repellent. You can have it embedded in your clothing so that it doesn't smell, and to really do those tick checks every 24 hours. Make sure that if you're out and about on days that are over 45 degrees, that you do a head-to-toe check for ticks. And if you find one, reach out to your medical provider, especially if you see that characteristic bullseye rash.
KT Gallagher with the Dunn County Health Department. You're listening to WRDN.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
It's the final year of the John Harmon Chicken Dinners with the Durand Rod and Gun Club. The next dinner is September 25th, starting at 5:30 at the Durand Rod and Gun Club. Advanced reservations are required. Call Greater Insurance Services of Durand for reservations, 672-5921, 672-5921.
Do Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis symptoms keep coming back? Tremfya, guselkumab, may help. With rapid remission achieved at 12 weeks and lasting clinical remission at 1 year. Some even saw visible improvement of their intestinal lining at 12 weeks and 1 year. Tremfya is a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderately to severely active Crohn's disease and adults with moderately to severely active ulcerative colitis. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections and liver problems may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Healing is possible with Tremfya. Approximately 3 out of 10 patients were in endoscopic remission at 1 year, based on areas visualized on colonoscopy, which may not represent the deeper bowel layer or entire GI tract. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor about Tremfya today. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Lanny went to college and racked up huge debt.
A little bit over $100,000.
For a degree he couldn't use? Now what?
I had a friend that went to my computer career.
They even helped him get hired immediately after graduation.
One of the things I love about IT is that you can work from anywhere you want.
You could become an IT pro in just months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu.
It worked for me, and I know it can work for you.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Through the bedroom door. Sometimes I sit on my front porch swing, just soaking up the day. I think to myself, this world is a beautiful place.
1073 FM, WRDN.
Heavens to Betsy, I don't know if you can hear me, but appear you're coming in clear as a bell. Heavens to Betsy, I finally quit the drinking, so I hate that my demons put you through hell. Until I see you again.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Jackson Dean, Heavens to Betsy, 933. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, the Aging and Disability Resource Center in Buffalo and Pepin Counties is holding another Stepping On workshop. This workshop will meet weekly for 7 weeks, starting on October 7th in Pepin. Now, Stepping On is a fun workshop that helps seniors stay steady and independent. And studies show that by taking this workshop, you can reduce falls by 31%. Now, to be a part of this, pretty easy. Just give Pepin and Buffalo County ADRC a call, 866-578-2372. That's 866-578-2372. Let's run down today in history for this September 19th. On this date in 1777, the Continental Army of the Colonies won the first Battle of Saratoga against them Redcoats. You bet. Just the beginning of get out, right? 1876, Melville Bissell patented the carpet sweeper. That company, Bissell Carpet Sweepers, is still around today. 1881, President James Garfield died of wounds inflicted by an assassin. 1934, Bruno Huppmann was arrested and charged with the kidnapping and murder of the Lindbergh baby. 1947, Jackie Robinson was named baseball's Rookie of the Year. 1957, the United States conducted its first underground nuclear test in the Nevada desert. Before that, they had been doing them above ground, and it was such a big deal that all of the casinos in Vegas would have atomic days and atomic specials. And everyone could see the mushroom cloud from the pool at the Fremont Hotel in downtown Vegas. I'm not sure. I don't know if I really would want to have been there for that. But, you know, and then they finally said, ooh, maybe this isn't a good idea. At least the U.S. Atomic Energy Commission said, maybe we shouldn't be doing this above ground. Huh? Now, 1959, Soviet leader Nikita Khrushchev was denied access to Disneyland during a visit to California. Mickey said, sorry, we can't guarantee your security from Goofy, so you can't come in. Also, 1981, Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel reunited for a free concert in New York City's Central Park. Yeah, over like a million showed up. It was a benefit for the New York City parks. 1991, researchers discovered the Iceman is the most ancient human being ever found. He was found in a glacier in the Alps. 1994, the medical drama ER premiered on NBC. 1995, popcorn legend Orville Redenbacher passed away at the age of 88. 2005, two former top executives at Tyco were handed sentences of 8 1/3 years to 25 years in prison. Earlier in the year, the two were convicted of stealing more than $150 million in secret loans and undeserved bonuses. Oops. In 2011, Ashton Kutcher debuted on the TV series 2 1/2 Men. He replaced Charlie Sheen, who was still out and about saying he was winning. Yeah. Also, 2015, romance novelist Jackie Collins passed away of breast cancer at the age of 77. She was the younger sister of actress Joan Collins. In 2017, boxer Jake LaMotta passed away at the age of 95. And that's what happened on this date in history. Coming up, we have check of our opening markets. They just opened up a little bit ago for the regular trading day. Have the early numbers for you. Market update being brought to you in part by Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley and Elsevia.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. Milk markets are higher with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, October milk up 19 to 17.64, November up 22 to 17.21, December up 14 to 17.24, January steady at 16.97. Live cattle markets are moving mostly higher. Feeder cattle markets are mostly mixed. Now, there's still some tight cattle supplies, and that's still providing some support to the markets for cattle. But there's also that concern of potentially lower cash and boxed beef prices adding pressure. October live cattle up 40 cents to 232.77. September feeder cattle down 30 cents to 357.87. Hog markets starting the day mostly higher. Some early morning strength in some of the pork cutout value supporting hogs. October hogs up 20 cents to 97.67. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans are moving up mostly higher as the trade watching the meeting today between the U.S. and China. Could there be some breakthrough for trade? Well, that remains to be seen, but so far corn and beans are moving slightly higher. Wheat markets moving mostly lower as planting and emergence of the winter wheat crop continues to move forward. New crop 26 corn up 3/4 to 463.5. New crop 26 beans now steady at 1079.75. December wheat down 1.5 to 522.75.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy skies today with showers and thunderstorms becoming likely as the day goes on. High temperatures in the low to mid 70s. Widespread showers and a few thunderstorms tonight. It'll be a mild night with low temperatures in the lower 60s. The bathroom you've always wanted, interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet at 800-329-4115. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
It's our last night.
as I do today. My world just fell around me as I watched you drive away. There's nothing left between us. Somehow we've grown apart. Just how I've got it through my head. I just can't break it to my heart. I can't believe this is me. All the hurt inside of pain. Sifting through the ashes. Still trying to find the flame. But the flames have turned. If I could, Lord knows I would spend back the hand of time and piece these scattered memories that are cluttered in my mind. I'll pick up where we left off and make a brand new start. Yes, I've got it through my head. I just can't break it to my heart. I can't believe this is me. Turn to embers left glowing in the dark. Oh, I've got it through my head. I just can't break it to my heart. Oh, I've got it through my head. I just can't break it to my heart. I just can't break it to my heart.
Tell someone you know about us. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Lanny Wilson somewhere over Laredo. 9:51. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, NASCAR returns this weekend as we will have coverage from New Hampshire Motor Speedway. And that's going to be on Sunday as the NASCAR Cup playoffs continue. Our coverage begins at noon Sunday here on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. Well, if you're going out to D.C. anytime soon, I skip the political part of it. I like all of the different museums and all of the monuments and all this. I go to all of that. And a lot of times I'll spend, when I've been out in D.C., the Air and Space Museum, I can be there all day. And also the World War II monument. As well, the World War II Memorial, rather, because there's a lot of research you can actually do at the World War II Memorial. It's just there's some kiosks just off the side from the memorial. And for my uncle, I'm able to look him up. I'm able to look up my godmother, who was in the Navy as well during World War II. My uncle was a Marine during World War II. So you can actually look this stuff up and find out that there might be stuff about your relative there. It's really kind of cool. It's through the National Park Service. Well, here's something that I'm glad I'm not seeing and you won't see in D.C. now. Gators. Yeah, there were gators in D.C. An alligator was found in the waters of the Washington Channel at the wharf. Oops. Well, the gator was captured and removed. Residents at the marina were warned of the gator Thursday, but crews, well, they started going out and about looking for the gator. Later in the day, they were able to find the gator. It was taken away by animal control. No one knows how the gator got into the channel in the first place. They're believing it could have been a discarded pet. Who would have a gator as a pet? Seriously. The other question is how were they able to locate and capture the gator? Were they, you know, quote unquote, fishing for the gator by, you know, throwing like, you know, whole chickens out there, you know, let them float around and try, you know, were they fishing for it? Sonar? I just want to know, how did they capture it?
O'Galley Cheese would like to give a huge shout out to all the athletes in the local WRDN listening area for their dedication and hard work in school and sports. O'Galley Cheese is proud to be a part of a community that supports their sports teams. O'Galley Cheese hopes all teams have a great season. For all your cheese needs, the O'Galley Cheese retail store is open 7 days a week, located just north of Durand on Highway 25.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Whether your retirement is far off or fast approaching, now's the time to plan. I'm Carrie Scott.
And I'm Tracy Fairweather. We're your local Thrivent agents, and we can help you work towards your goals with confidence. Let's connect to assess your needs and determine the right next steps for your unique situation.
Call us at 715-672-5458 to get started. That's 715-672-5458.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey, want to hear something great? Right now at Wendy's, you can get two of the number one selling bacon cheeseburger in all fast food, the JBC, plus medium fries and a medium soft drink for just $8. Want to hear something else great? Double the burger means double the bacon. Now that's a game changer. Two of the number one bacon cheeseburgers with fries and a drink for just $8. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Request $8 JBC meal deal to obtain discount. Individual items at regular price.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Time I need to wonder just how much I miss her being gone, and I'm already wishing she was close enough to hold, and her memory's only 14 minutes old. Some big old tears fell from my blue eyes, and I guess they must have been there all along. There's still some coffee in her cup, and it's not even cold, and her memory's only 14 minutes old. Want her right back in my arms where she belongs, and I'm already missing times when she was mine to hold, and her memory's only 15 minutes old. Some big old tears just fell. And it's not even cold, and her memory's only 15 minutes old. Her memory's only 16 minutes old, and the coffee in her cup's not even cold.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Doug Stone and 14 Minutes Old, 9:58. I'm Brian Winnikins. Thanks to KT Gallagher from Dunn County Health Department for joining us this morning. If you missed our interview with KT, you can find that at our podcast page at realcountry1430.com. Just go there. You'll find our interview with KT. There's also an interview with Mrs. Haley Shade from Durand, Arkansas School District about all of the upcoming homecoming activities that begin starting on Sunday. That's there. There's also an interview with Brian Doherty from Total Farm Marketing talking about the Dairy Markets farmers. So you can find all of those there. They are all posted now at the podcast page of our website at realcountry1430.com. Happy National Butterscotch Pudding Day today. Well, you know, brown sugar and butter star in the recipe for butterscotch pudding. However, corn syrup, vanilla, and salt are also sometimes used. Butterscotch adds amazing flavor. An 1848 newspaper offers the scoop on the yummy pudding, according to Housewife's Corner. The real recipe for making butterscotch is 1 pound of butter, 1 pound of sugar, and a quarter of a pound of treacle boiled all together. There you go, man. Have yourself a heaping helping of butterscotch pudding today on this National Butterscotch Pudding Day. National and world news from ABC Radio News is coming up next on Real Country 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Bondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM Translator, W297CH, Durand. I'm Brian Winnikins. Make it a great Friday.
ABC.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The CDC's Vaccine Advisory Panel delayed a vote on whether to keep recommending the hepatitis B vaccine for newborns. Thursday, the panel voted to change the recommendation for the measles, mumps, rubella, chickenpox vaccine, now to be given in separate shots. Dr. Sean O'Leary with the American